On a rainy night at the end of mid-November, I say good afternoon or a good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest with a 3-3 start. The Northwestern women are 3-1 this season. They've won three games in a row after a season-opening loss to Valley City State. Since that loss, the Raiders have beaten Presentation, Mayville State, and Grandview. For the Dort College Defenders, they are coming off a weekend where they split their action, defeating Grandview, I should say losing to Granville, and then came roaring back on Saturday to beat Mayville State by 35 points, 87-52. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at today's matchup, Northwestern versus Dort College, women's college basketball, right after this. Begin by taking a look at this Northwestern team. First of all, they're led by Cassidy DeYoung with a 17.8 points per game average for the freshman. She takes down 6.3 rebounds and has 14 assists through four contests. She is making nearly 60% of her field goals. Whitney Vandermonten and Haley Burks score 12.5 and 12.3 per game. Darby Gustafson accounts for 9 points per game and 5.3 rebounds. Renee Manneman leads the team with nearly 7 assists per contest. Northwestern is converting 51% of its field goals and 37% of its three-point shots. The Raiders also have a 38-27 rebounding advantage, and they outscore teams on average 83.8 to 72.5. The Dort College women are averaging 79.7 points per game. They allow 74.8 points per outing. They hold a 44.3 to 41.5 rebounds per game advantage and convert 39.8% of the field goals that it attempts. The defenders have committed 117 turnovers through six games, while opponents have been forced into 98. Alyssa Palama leads the defenders with a 15.3 points per game average to go with 3.8 rebounds and nearly three assists per game. Palama is making 50% of her field goal attempts. Paige Engbers is converting 13.5 points per game with 4.7 rebounds per contest. She comes off the bench. She's making 3.9 of her three-point shots. Kim Cruz completes the double-digit scores with an 11.7 average, and she leads the team with over four assists per game. Micah Hulst leads the team with an 11.3 rebounds per game average, and she scores 9.2 points per game. Cassidy Braidvoet is good for 8.8 points per game, and she takes in 6.8 rebounds. Robin Blunt and Abby Chapman average 7.8 and 7.0 points per game, respectively. Northwestern handled Grandview on Saturday after leading 36-30 at halftime. They went on to win it 71-60. They outscored Grandview 18-10 in the final 4-minute quarter. Or I should say 10-minute quarter. Northwestern was 24 of 59 from the field and had a 43-35 rebounding advantage. DeYoung scored 18 points, had 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. Dort College used a 40-20 first half start to race past Mayville State 87-52 Saturday. The defenders converted 25 of 32 free throws and had 47-37 rebounding advantage behind Micah Hulse's 20 rebound performance. Palama had a team-high 19 points, while Kim Cruz had 14 points. Paige Engbers scored 16 points off of the bench and had 4 rebounds. Robin Blunt and Micah Hulse each had 10 points apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And let's take a look at our starting lineups here, beginning here in a few minutes. We've got the introductions of the starting lineup going on right now as Mark Christians goes through those for the fans in attendance here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, they will start Kim Cruz, averaging 11.7 points per game. Alyssa Palama averages 15.3 points per game. She wears number 5. Number 22 is Abby Chapman. She's averaging 7 points per contest. Micah Hulst wears number 32. She's averaging 9.2 points per game for the defenders. And number 35 is Cassidy Braidvoet, averaging 8.8 points per game. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Cruz, Palama, Chapman, Hulst, and Braidvoet. For Northwestern, it'll be Whitney Vandermonten. She wears number 12. She's averaging 12.5 points per game. Number 20 is Morgan Vandersloot, and she wears number 20. She's averaging 6.3 points per game. Number 22 is Paige Danner. She averages 5.5 points per outing. Number 30 is Cassidy DeYoung. She's a freshman, averaging 17.5 points per game. And Darby Gustafson wears number 34. She's averaging 9 points per contest. And we do have a change from the probable starting lineup. We have Renee Manaman inserted into the starting lineup in place of Darby Gustafson. So Manaman wears number 15. She is averaging 5.3 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealty.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grudewijk is a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Phone number is 722-1902. That's the number to call to be proactive. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College in their home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed out in gold. For the Northwestern Red Raiders in their road reds, white numbers trimmed in black. We have movement along the circle. We are just about set for basketball. Opening tip on the way. And the opening tip is controlled by the North College defenders. Kim Cruz for the basketball, and we are set for basketball. Right side it goes. Comes out front to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up left side over to Lissa Palama. Palama down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes out front to Braidvoet. Braidvoet with the basketball. And Braidvoet is fouled as she puts it on the floor, taking it hard on the right side of the lane. And the foul is called on Northwestern. And that foul is going to go on Claudia Larson. So Larson in the starting lineup. Where's number 40? Kim Cruz inbounds the basketball, gets it to Chapman. Baseline jumper, not good. Rebound cleared out by Northwestern and Darby Gustafson. Gustafson with the defensive rebound. Here comes Northwestern. Right side pass goes over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten to DeYoung. DeYoung gives it up underneath. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up to Palama. Palama with the basketball on the right side. Palama all the way down to the other end, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Vandermonten. Vandermonten whistled for her first personal foul. And Alyssa Palama will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 9:21 left to play. First quarter of basketball just underway here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. First free throw by Palama is up and good, and the Dort College defenders have the first points of the day. So Dort College leads 1-0. Been a while since Dort College took a game in this series. See if tonight's the night for the defenders. Dort College leads 2-0. Northwestern with the basketball. Right side pass goes over to Cassidy DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung gives it up over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten swings it left side over to Larson. Larson back out to DeYoung. DeYoung lets fly with the three. It's no good from the right wing. Rebound taken away by Palama. Palama with the basketball across the timeline. Palama goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman out front to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball gives it up to Palama. Palama down to the baseline. Nothing there. Over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet gives it right side. They come underneath to Hulst. Hulst 2-point bucket is good. Michael Hulst with a 2-point basket. It's 4-0. 4-0 our score. Right side pass Vandermonten. Vandermonten looking for DeYoung. Gives it up to her out front. Pass goes down low, and we've got a blocking foul called on Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the foul before the shot went up. So Micah Hulst whistled for her first personal foul. That's team foul number one against the defenders as well. Five fouls in a quarter, and you go to the double bonus. Pass goes into the lane to Gustafson. Gustafson leans in with the right hand. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a tie-up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. Vandermonten forcing the tie-up. Inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Manaman. Manaman gives it up DeYoung. DeYoung, 12-footer, left side, no good. Rebound cleared out by Dort College. Coming up with it is Palama. Dort College playing with a 4-0 lead. Right side pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up out front. Chapman. Chapman lets fly. 17-footer, off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Gustafson with it out front. They go over to DeYoung. DeYoung will let fly with another three. That one's off the mark, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Freightboat. Freightboat with the basketball, gives it up to Paloma. Paloma on the right side, over to Cruz. Dort College playing with a 4-0 lead, 7:50 left to play, first quarter. Pass goes to the left elbow to Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Gets the offensive rebound off of the window. Good. Cassidy Braidvoet with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 6-0. 6-0 our score. Pass out front to Larson. Larson tries to give it to DeYoung. DeYoung loses it out of bounds. It's last touched by Dort College. It will be Northwestern basketball. Haley Burks to check into the ball game for Northwestern. Dort College playing defense. And the ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Hulst checks out of the game. Shady Ager checked in. Alyssa Paloma brings the basketball up. Paloma across half court. She goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz now gives it over to Chapman. Chapman to Paloma. Paloma in traffic. Her shot too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern one-hand pass over to DeYoung, and DeYoung is stripped by Chapman, but Cassidy DeYoung will go to the free throw line unless they say she wasn't in the act of shooting. Foul called on Chapman, and it'll be an out-of-bounds play for Northwestern, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Northwestern throwing the ball in. They get it into the corner. Raiders have the basketball. Vandermonten. Vandermonten on the left wing. Vandermonten out front to DeYoung. DeYoung comes back right side to Manneman. Manneman, Vandermonten. Vandermonten puts up a three, missed it short, no good. Rebound out of bounds, last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Northwestern unable to corral the rebound. Dort College gets it. Braidvoet will bring it in. Braidvoet gives it off to Paloma. Paloma right side to Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Cruz comes back over to Chapman. Chapman left side, Paloma. Paloma comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, 15-footer, right elbow, good. Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 8-0. 8-0 our score. Into the lane, and we've got a foul called on Chapman on the drive attempt by Manneman. So Chapman picks up her second personal foul in the process. Chapman will check out of the ballgame. Paige Angbers checks in. Dort College going man-to-man on the out-of-bounds play. Pass goes in to Burks. Burks puts it up and down. Burks with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defender is six. Pass goes to Angbers. Angbers three from the corner. It's no good. Rebound taken down by DeAger. DeAger back over to Angbers. Angbers to Paloma. Paloma right side, Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers looking down low, Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it up with the right hand off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled. Outside it goes to Cruz. Cruz three, good. Kim Cruz with the three-point bucket. Dort College leads 11-2. 11-2 our score. Northwestern basketball. Left side it goes Cassidy DeYoung. DeYoung down to the baseline. Cassidy DeYoung stripped on the way up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern basketball. Northwestern inbounding left side of the lane. They pass it in to DeYoung. DeYoung working against Robin Blunt. Comes back over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten out front, back over to DeYoung. DeYoung lobs it down low, and we've got a push called on DeAger. Foul called as Haley Burks gets the entry pass. Shea DeAger whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. 11-2 our score. Inbounding the basketball will be Northwestern. They throw it in. Get it into Vandermonten. Vandermonten puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz off to the races. Cruz does not have the numbers. Presses the issue. Lays it up the right hand. Good. Two-point bucket for Kim Cruz, and the Dort College defenders lead it 13-2. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 13-2 our score. Dort College in front. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball play. Dort College jumping out early. Northwestern not able to respond at this point. Pass goes down low into the block. It's Burks. Burks turnaround is up and good. Haley Burks with a two-point bucket. She's got four, and the Dort College lead is 13-4. Alyssa Paloma with the basketball as we approach the midpoint of the first quarter of play. Cruz tries to cross over, gets it away to Paloma. Paloma in the lane, and she is fouled on the play by Vandermonten. Vandermonten has just picked up her second personal foul. So Vandermonten whistled for her second personal foul. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College gets it up front. Paige Angbers. Angbers tries to get it down low to DeJager. DeJager, basket good. Shea DeJager with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 15-4. 15-4, our score. Right side pass. This is Shelby Reed. Reed to DeYoung. DeYoung into traffic. Got bumped on the way up. And a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Shea DeJager. And Cassidy DeYoung will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. DeYoung, a 77% free throw shooter, will shoot the first free throws of the evening for Northwestern. By the way, that is team foul number 5, Dort College defenders in this quarter, so Northwestern is in the double bonus from here on out. First free throw no good by DeYoung. She's got another one coming, 15-4 score. So a free throw on the way for DeYoung. Substitutes checking in. We've got Kenzie Bausma into the contest for Dort College. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Susanna Rock Valley, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. DeYoung makes one of two. Dort College leads by double digits, 15-5. Left side pass, Robin Blunt. Blunt at the free throw line. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers back over to Blunt. Blunt into the corner. Paloma. Paloma down to the baseline. Paloma is pushed out on the play. Who's the foul going to be on? It's one of the Northwestern players down low, and that's going to go on Northwestern's Shelby Reed. Reed whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her team, foul number four on Northwestern. Angbers with it on the wing. Next foul against Northwestern sends Dort College to the free throw line for the bonus. Bausma's pass taken away by DeYoung. So a steal by DeYoung. One player to beat, that's Paloma. She's driving in with a left hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Northwestern in the putback attempt. And a foul called on the putback attempt by Morgan Vandersloot. Vandersloot fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus free throws for the rest of the quarter for both teams. Vandersloot is a 63% free throw shooter. First one is up and through. She's got another one on the way, 15-6, pending this second free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Vandersloot makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 8, 15-7. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma looking in the right corner, picked up her dribble, tough spot, gets it away to Vreidvoet, and Vreidvoet is pushed from behind. Haley Burks is going to be called for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Dort College and Cassidy Vreidvoet. Vreidvoet with free throws coming. 15-7, Dort College leading by 8. Free throw by Vreidvoet is up and good. She's got another one coming. 16-7, our score. 16-7 the score. Another free throw coming. Vreidvoet's second free throw. The sophomore from Michigan off the heel. No good. And the rebound controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern off and running. DeYoung dumps it off, and the shot is no good. Might have been a travel call. No call made. And Haley Burks has fouled on the way up. She will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Fouls called on Dort College's Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for her first personal foul. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Haley Burks. Burks now with 5 points. Another free throw on the way for Burks. Northwestern has scored all but four of their points from the free throw line. Put back attempt by DeYoung, no good. And the defenders lead at 16-8. 16-8 our score. Angbers goes over to Blunt. Robin Blunt driving in. Splits the defense. Her layup is good. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 18-8. DeYoung basketball. DeYoung passes it over to Paige Danner. Danner back to DeYoung. DeYoung lets fly with the three. It's off the mark. No good. She is having a subpar shooting evening. And they say it was last touched by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Didn't look that way by my angle. Shot on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Here comes Dort College, 3:30 left to go first half. Paloma with it, feeds Angbers the trailer. Angbers puts it on the floor, lost the handle, picks it back up over to Blunt. Blunt to Paloma, Paloma to Cruz, 20 to shoot for Dort College. Back to Paloma, Paloma with the basketball. Paloma lobs it into Vredevoad. Vredevoad tries to pass it through traffic, and we've got a kick called on Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College basketball, 18-8 our score. 18-8, Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz throws it to no one in particular. It got tipped. Coming back the other way, Northwestern. Northwestern to DeYoung. DeYoung shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt over to Paloma. Paloma goes right side to Angbers. Angbers gives it up. Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt back to Angbers. Angbers on the right wing. Comes back to Blunt. Blunt drives in, and it's tipped away from behind. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18-8, Dort College leading by 10. 2:49 left to play, first quarter. Filling in nicely for today's women's and men's basketball doubleheader. Bausma inbounds, gets it into Angbers. Page out front to Bausma. Bausma with it, spin move into the lane. Puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken down by Claudia Larson. Larson gets the block and the rebound, but getting a steal the other way is Paloma. Paloma racing back the other way. Lays it up with the right hand, good. Alyssa Paloma with 4 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 28. A 12-point advantage for Dort College. Pass goes over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot with the basketball, dumps it underneath. Shot off the top of the backboard, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dort College and Paloma. Paloma will work the offense in between the circles. Defense applied here by Northwestern. Paloma goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Braidvoad, 15 to shoot. Now Bausma. Bausma tries to shoot the gap. She's cut off. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz with it, 9, 8. She dumps it back over to Paloma. Paloma, Braidvoad. Braidvoad, 3. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern up and running with the basketball. This is Katie Kuiper. Kuiper goes right side to Vandersloot. Vandersloot shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Braidvoad. Braidvoad gives it up to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball, 1:33 remaining in the first quarter. Now Cruz, Cruz, Paloma, Paloma, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Offensive rebound, Cruz had a chance at it, but Northwestern comes away with it. This is Vandersloot. Vandersloot comes back right side over to Larson. Larson in traffic, dumps it off underneath, shot no good. Foul called on Cassidy Braidvoad. Braidvoad whistled for the personal foul. That's number one on her. Our officials tonight, John Garrow, Darren Berg, and Ryan Fries calling the infractions. 28, Dort College with a dozen-point lead. .115 remaining. Gazelle's first free throw is good. Arian Gazelle with her first free throw. Another one on the way. Second free throw for Gazelle. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Arian Gazelle with the 2-point basket, or with the 2 points from the free throw line. It's now 20-10. 10-point difference. Dort College in front. Zone defense still applied by Northwestern. Right side is Angbers. Angbers to Blunt. Blunt on the right elbow. Robin puts it on the floor, drives the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Red Raiders have it. They go left side to Katie Kuiper. Kuiper's three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Robin Blunt. Blunt outlets over to Paloma. 7 seconds on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. Right side it goes to Cruz. Cruz to Braidvoad. Braidvoad back over to Cruz. Kim with the basketball. Kim to Angbers. Angbers tries to pass it down low, and it's kicked by a Northwestern player. Reset the shot clock to 15. 33.1 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Dort College leading 20-10. Our score. Inbounding will be Angbers. Page to throw the ball in. She gets it in to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma comes back over to Angbers. 9 to shoot. Now Cruz. Cruz double team. Blunt. Reversal. They get it underneath Paloma. Paloma layup good. Alyssa Palomo with 6 points. Stuart College leads 22-10. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. With the basketball, Northwestern. Red Raiders at 10. They pass over to Manneman. Manneman to DeYoung. DeYoung puts up a three and hits it. Cassidy DeYoung with a three-point basket. She's got four. And the Dort College defender lead is 22-13 at the end of the first quarter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located at Dort Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4. Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Kim Cruz will throw the basketball in. Dort College enjoying a 9-point advantage as the second quarter begins. Pass right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama left side, Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right side. Comes back left side over to Palama. Palama. Reversal. Cruz. Cruz. Long three. Missed it short. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Manneman. Control by Dort College with the basketball. Palama. Palama came away with a steal, did Dort College. And now we've got a foul called away from the basketball. And that's going to go on Ariane Gazelle. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with a 9-point lead. Kim Cruz to throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Micah Hulst in the right corner. Pass out front, taken away by DeYoung. Cassidy DeYoung with a steal and a layup. Cassidy DeYoung now with 6 points. A free throw, a three, and now a two. And the Dort College lead is down to 7 at 22-15. Kim Cruz over to Angbers. Angbers left side. They give it up Braidvoet. Looks like a man-to-man defense applied now by Northwestern. Palama puts up a 17-footer. Drifted a little to the left on the shot. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. 22-15, 9:05 remaining in the half. Throwing the ball in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz goes right side. Has it on the baseline again. Her pass taken away out front by DeYoung. DeYoung with another steal. She's going to drive in with the right hand. Missed the layup. No good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Renee Manneman. Manneman gets it in to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball on the left wing. DeYoung gives it up to Danner. Danner around the horn. Comes back right side over to Manneman. Manneman to DeYoung. DeYoung in traffic, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to Dort College. 22-15 our score. Dort College up by 7. Alyssa Palama will walk it up for the defenders. Palama takes it across half court. Palama comes back, and her pass is taken away. So three straight turnovers by the defenders via steal by Northwestern. Manneman, though, turns it over as she led DeYoung too far underneath the basket. And the Dort College defenders, leading 22-15, get the basketball back after Northwestern commits the turnover. Bringing the basketball up the other way is Palama. Palama passes right side to Chapman. Chapman, the senior from Colorado. She goes back out front to Angbers. Angbers, top of the key, underneath Palama. Palama, backdoor cut, gets away from DeYoung. Layup good. Now that's how you counteract the overplaying by DeYoung into the passing lane. You go backdoor, and that time Dort College was able to hit Palama for the easy layup. Northwestern basketball in traffic. Shot put up. Chapman able to take it away after the Dort College defense held their ground. Coming back the other way is Chapman. Dort College by 9. Pass it down low to Hulst. Hulst back out front, Palama. Palama with the basketball. Left side, Angbers, 19 to shoot. Now Chapman. Chapman left wing beyond the three-point line. Chapman puts it on the floor hard to the basket. Lays it up, no good. But she is fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot. Whitney Vandermonten will check back into the contest. checking out is Paige Danner. So North College with the basketball, reset the shot clock after the foul, but now North College turns it back. Pull-up jumper, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Missed shot that time by Renee Manneman. And now North College will have it out of, oh no, it'll be Northwestern basketball underneath the basket. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball, they try to dump it down low, and Micah Holst able to reach around and swat it away from Darby Gustafson. Inbounding will be Manneman. Manneman throwing it in right side of the lane. Manneman gets the pass through the lane, and it's deflected and out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Vreedvode. Vreedvode gets it in to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama in between the circles. Goes right side over to Blunt. Robin Blunt out front to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman down low. It goes to Holst. Holst layup good. Micah Holst with her first basket of the second half. Dort College leads 26-15. Dort College extends the lead back to 11, matching their biggest lead of the contest. Left side pass, Northwestern. This is Claudia Larson. Larson comes back out front. They go to DeYoung. DeYoung underneath to Gustafson. Gustafson kick out pass, shot no good. Rebound corralled by Micah Holst. Holst coming off a 20-rebound performance against Mayville State last Saturday. Too shy of the Dort College single-game record. Down to the baseline is Chapman. Chapman to Vreedvode. Vreedvode to Blunt. Dort College leading by 11. 6.5 left to go, first half. Chapman driving down to the baseline and a reach-in foul called on Northwestern and Manneman. That'll be foul number 3 on Northwestern in this quarter. Cruz checks in. Palamont checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Cruz, Blunt, Vreedvode, Holst, and Chapman for Northwestern. Vandermont and DeYoung pass into Holst. Holst off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Manneman. Manneman on the floor. Gustafson also on the floor for Northwestern. Cassidy DeYoung, three, no good. Rebound long, taken down by Vandersloot. Vandersloot's going to put up a 17-footer, no good. And it's bombs away right now for Northwestern, but not connecting regularly. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Cruz with the basketball. Kim has it out front for Dort College. Pass over to Blunt. Robin Blunt double-teamed. Robin gets it over to Cassidy Vreedvode. Left side, Chapman. Chapman dumps it underneath Vreedvode. Vreedvode puts it on the floor. And it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. They say it'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball. Dort College by 11. Bringing the basketball up is Danner. Danner, left side, DeYoung. DeYoung puts it on the floor at the free throw line. Comes back out front to Vandermonten. Vandermonten gives it up to Danner. Danner out front. Three on the way, Vandermonten. Vandermonten three is good. Whitney Vandermonten with a three-point basket. Dort College lead, it's 26-18. 5.5 left to go, first half. Kim Cruz basketball. Kim picks up her dribble. She goes left side over to Vreedvode. Vreedvode to Chapman. Chapman left wing underneath, intended for Holst. And it's taken away. Northwestern able to front the post. And here comes Northwestern. Bounce pass into the front court. Layup by Burks is no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College. And that's going to go, I believe, on Micah Holst. Micah whistled for the personal, her second. Team foul number 1 in the second quarter against Dort College. Free throws on the way for Burks, who is 1-for-2 this evening, now 2-for-3. Three in for Dort College. Ingbers, Palama, and DeJager remaining on the floor, Blunt and Cruz. Free throw off the mark, no good. Northwestern unable to knock down the free throw. Here comes Dort College. Alyssa Palama with it across half court. She goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama left side to Ingbers. Ingbers, DeJager. DeJager, 17-footer. It's good. Shea DeJager with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 28-18. Northwestern with a basketball. Left side it goes Kuiper. Kuiper pass taken away by Palama. Palama with the right hand missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern coming back the other way with the basketball. Northwestern has it. They pass out front to Kuiper. Kuiper goes back over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten dump it down low. Layup is up and good. Two-point basket for Paige Danner. Two-point bucket. And Orr College's lead is down to 28-21. 28-21 our score. With it is Cruz. Cruz on the left side goes over to Palama. Zone defense applied by Northwestern. They've played zone predominantly tonight. Pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz puts the shot up. It's blocked. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. And it feels like Dort College has outplayed Northwestern, but Northwestern, after a layup, missed. No good. Putback attempt, no good. Dort College still only up by 7. And Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders with 3:50 remaining in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's Dort College basketball after the timeout. Dort College uses their first timeout, and it's a use-it-or-lose-it situation. As if you don't use a timeout in the first quarter, or the first half, I should say, you're reduced to 4 remaining. So if you need to use it, or if you have any thoughts that you want to use it, you may as well. Rebound is long. It's tipped away. And last touch by Kim Cruz. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with the basketball. And the Raiders will throw it in. Pass comes into Paige Danner. Danner goes right side. Vandermonten. Vandermonten with the basketball. Vandermonten gives it up to Kuiper. Kuiper down to the baseline. Kuiper, nothing there. Kicks it back outside. Layup attempt, no good. Second chance shot, no good. Rebound controlled finally by Shea DeAger. DeAger for the basketball. DeAger over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Palama. Palama dump it down low to Braidvoet. Braidvoet's shot hangs on the rim and drops through. Cassidy Braidvoet with 5 points. And the Dort College lead is back to 30-21. 30-21 our score. Northwestern with the basketball. They get it underneath and getting her hip into the defensive players, Haley Burks. Burks now with 8 first half points, averaging 12.3 points per game. And the Dort College lead is 7 again, 30-23. Feel pretty good if Dort College can get to halftime with a double-digit lead, but this time it's stolen away by Vandermonten. Vandermonten drives in. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Burks. Burks nothing there. Burks is fouled on, commits the foul. She cleared Kim Cruz out with a high elbow as she pivoted. She had her elbows out, and so often you see post players do that, and no call made if there's no contact, but Kim Cruz took that one in the chops. And now Northwestern will retreat and play defense. That's foul number 2 called on Haley Burks. So Haley Burks whistled for the personal foul. Pass goes over to Palama. Palama gives it up to Angbers. Angbers right side Chapman. Chapman trying to get it underneath to DeAger, and DeAger is fouled on the play. Shea will go to the free throw line. Arian Gazelle whistled for the personal foul on the cut through the lane. And DeAger will go to the free throw line where she will shoot 2 free throws. So 2 free throws on the way. First free throw is up, and this one's good for DeAger. Shea DeAger now with 5 points. Another free throw on the way for DeAger. DeAger trying to extend the lead back to 9, and this one's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Raiders up and running with it. Pass comes right side over to Manaman. Manaman with the basketball. Manaman comes back over to Shelby Reed. Reed gives it up Vandermonten. Vandermonten looking pretty young, finds her left wing beyond the three-point line. Now comes back over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot to Vandermonten. Vandermonten right side to Gazelle. Gazelle, 7 to shoot. Now Vandermonten tests the waters into the lane. Ball's down on the floor, picked off and taken away by Paige Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, gives it up. Back over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet with the basketball. Chapman. Chapman out front. Chapman down to the baseline. This is Palama. Palama back to Chapman. Chapman, 12-footer, left side, good. Abby Chapman averaging 7 points per ballgame, extends the lead back to double digits, 33-23. 120 and counting, first half. Vandermonten to DeYoung. DeYoung, 3 off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and last touch by York College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern gets the basketball or retains possession. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullierton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Left side pass goes to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung down to the baseline, and she is fouled on the play. Armbar is going to be called on Dort College, and that's going to go on Dort College's Braidvode. Braidvode whistled for her second personal, team foul number two against the defenders in this quarter. Pass comes in. Vandermonten. Vandermonten to DeYoung. DeYoung looking. They get it underneath. Vandermonten. Vandermonten kick out pass. 15-footer off the mark. No good by Manneman. Manneman unable to knock the shot down. Here comes Dort College and Paloma. Paloma across half court. 55 seconds remaining in the first half. Dort College by 10. Pass goes into Paloma. Paloma baseline jumper. 8-2. It's good. Alyssa Paloma with 10 first half points and the defender lead as big as it has been tonight, 35-23. 35-23, Dort College by a dozen. Let's see if they can carry a double-digit lead into the halftime. Northwestern needs a three to reduce it down to single digits again. And Paige Engbers whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Paige. Beg your pardon, that's going to be number two on Paige Engbers. So Engbers checks out of the contest, checking into the game for Dort College. Jora Vanderhart. 26.4 seconds remaining. First half of play. Dort College trying to protect some players with fouls. So Vanderhart checks into the contest. They get it into DeYoung. DeYoung goes left side. Danner. Danner's pass taken away. Dort College with the basketball. 20 seconds on the game clock. So Dort College will hold for the final shot of the first half and will go into the locker room up at least 12 unless something goes awry here. With a basketball out front is Paloma. Paloma, right side, Vanderhart. Vanderhart back to Paloma. Paloma puts it on the deck from the left elbow. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 35, Northwestern 23. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's first half of basketball right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College has not trailed in this one. They scored the first 8 points of the contest. They led 22-13 at the end of the first quarter. Northwestern had the lead down to 7 on a few different occasions, the most recent at 30-23. Dort College closes the half on a 5-0 run, and Dort College leads it at halftime 35-23. Dort College led unofficially by Alyssa Palamas, 10 points. Northwestern is up, led by Haley Burks with 8 points. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. First half, 15 of 32 from the floor, 46.9%, 1 for 5 on threes, 20%, 4 for 6 on free throws, 67%. Northwestern, 7 of 34 from the floor, 20.6%, 2 of 11 on threes, 18.2%, 7 of 10 on free throws, 70%. Northwestern has out-rebounded Dort College in the first half of play, 26-22. Turnovers, Dort College 9, Northwestern with 11. Individual totals look like this so far. Alyssa Paloma, 4 of 9 from the floor. She has 10 points. 7 points for Kim Cruz, 5 for Cassidy Braidvode, 5 for Shay Dieger, 2 for Robin Blunt, 4 for Micah Holst, 2 for Abby Chapman, 7 for Kim Cruz for Dort College's total of 35 points. For Northwestern, they are led by Haley Burks with 8 points. She is 3 for 4 from the floor, 2 for 4 on free throws, 6 points for Cassidy DeYoung, 3 points for Whitney Vandermonten, Two for Morgan Vandersloot, two for Paige Danner, two for Ariane Gazelle for their total of 23 points. Dort College led in rebounding by Alyssa Palomo with four, Cassidy Vredevoet also with four, and Robin Blunt has three along with Shade Yeager. For Northwestern, they have three rebounds by Renee Manneman. I beg your pardon, five rebounds by Morgan Vandersloot, three for Manneman, three for Darby Gustafson. Kim Cruz has a team-high three. Cassidy Vredevoet has a team-high two assists, along with Abby Chapman and Paige Engbers. Northwestern has three different players with one assist each. Cassidy the Uncredited with three steals. Renee Manneman with two steals. Alyssa Palma has two steals for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a rundown of what's happening in the GPAC right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trying to track down one final score, and I've got it. All the scores at halftime, with the exception of one. Women's basketball, Doan leads Midland 40-36. Briarcliff leads Dakota Wesleyan 37-25. Concordia leads Hastings 33-29. Morningside and Mount Marty are tied at 18 apiece. And the College of St. Mary and Nebraska Wesleyan have yet to begin. That is a 7 o'clock start time, I believe, in that single game being played at Omaha, Nebraska, on the campus of the College of St. Mary. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up the remainder of the week, Dort College basketball on Saturday as the defenders travel to Fremont, Nebraska to take on the Midland Warriors. Start time for the women, 12:30. Start time for the men, 2:30. All that was, those times, a little bit different than we are accustomed to because of the anticipation a few weeks ago of Midland and or Dort College hosting NAI National Tournament Volleyball play. And that is exactly what ended up happening with Dort College hosting a match on Saturday night. So, and it looked like Midland might. And so to accommodate that, they made the change, and it was a permanent change. 12:30 start time for the women, 2:30 start time for the men. You can hear the games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Saturday night, Dort College volleyball as the defenders take on Mount Mercy in the opening round of the NAI National Championship. Winner advances on to Sioux City in the final for the final site. That'll be a 24-team tournament beginning on December 1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. We'll be back with second half play in a moment. Abby Chapman fouled on the first play of the second half as she put it on the deck with the right hand. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Left side it goes to Palomo. Palomo puts the floater up off the mark, no good. Dort College with a 12-point lead, 9:42 left to go, third period. With it left side, three on the way by DeYoung. No good off of the mark. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Chapman. Chapman over to Palomo. Palomo with the basketball. Palomo gives it up to Vredevoet. Vredevoet down on the baseline, comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with it up front. Chapman to Palomo. Palomo, Cruz. Cruz tries to feed it down low. It's tipped and taken away by DeYoung. Another steal for DeYoung. DeYoung gives it up to Manneman. Manneman driving in, dumps it off. Layup is good. Count the hoop and a two-point basket for Darby Gustafson, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. That first foul called against Northwestern, by the way, was on Renee Manneman. That one called against Dort College's Micah Hulst. And I believe Hulst has just taken her third personal foul. Double check that as it goes up on the board. Free throw, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dort College. Left side pass, it goes Kim Cruz. Cruz jumper, left side, no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Cruz back over to Palomo. And Palomo is fouled on the play by Whitney Vandermonten. Vandermonten picks up foul number three. Identical play to the first play of the second half when Northwestern's Renee Manneman picked up her third. Now Vandermonten has picked up her third. Dort College leads by 10, 35 to 25. Pass goes into the lane. It's taken away by Northwestern. Red Raiders with the basketball. Out front with it is Danner. Danner driving in. Right side shot no good. Rebound put back is up and through for Darby Gustafson. Gustafson with 4 second-half points. And the defender lead is 8, 35 to 27. Four unanswered by Northwestern. With it over to Cruz. Cruz on the right side to Chapman. Chapman in between the circles. Abby with the basketball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Northwestern and Darby Gustafson. Gustafson whistled for the personal foul. So Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Cruz. Cruz lets fly with a three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Gustafson. Darby Gustafson gives it up to Danner. Danner at the top of the key picks up her dribble. Goes left side to Larson. Larson puts it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Braidvoet. Braidvoet gives it up to Palama. Palama. Pass tipped and taken away. It's tipped away by Northwestern. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball near the Dort College bench. Pass right side, Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Now to Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama left side. Comes back to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Cruz. Cruz looking down low. Comes back to Chapman. Chapman tries to feed it underneath, and the ball is tipped away. Darby Gustafson got a hand on it. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz gives it up to DeJager. DeJager to Palama. Palama tries to go underneath to DeJager, and DeJager, and the pass is taken away. This is Danner. Danner's pass tipped and taken back by Braidvoet. Braidvoet driving back the other way. Stops, puts it up. Shot won't go, but she's fouled on the play. Claudia Larson whistled for her second personal foul. Braidvoet will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 35-27, Dort College by 8. Braidvoet will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Braidvoet 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line. And now 2-for-3, 6 points for Braidvoet. Braidvoet averaging 8.8 points per game. A second free throw on the way for Braidvoet. Braidvoet's free throw is up, and that one's in and out, no good. And the Dort College lead is 9, 36 to 27. Northwestern basketball, Danner. Danner to DeYoung. DeYoung gives it up underneath. With the basketball is Burks. Burks back over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot with the left hand. Too strong, no good. And the shooting woes continue for Northwestern. Pass by Palama, taken away by Cruz. Cruz back is taken by DeYoung. DeYoung misses the layup, and DeYoung having a very difficult night from the floor this evening. She was 2-for-12 at halftime, and I believe she's missed another couple since then. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman in between the circles. Goes left side, Braidvoet. Braidvoet to Palama. Palama out front, Cruz. Cruz, Braidvoet. Braidvoet, right side, Chapman. Chapman looking down low. Now Palama. Palama draws the double team, puts it up. It's good. Alyssa Palama, 12 points. Dort College leads 38-27. Northwestern basketball. They dump it down low, but the basketball is Burks. Burks shot no good. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama right side, Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz to Braidvoet. Braidvoet, Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with it right side. This is Braidvoet. Braidvoet in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound corralled by Northwestern. Raiders up and running with it. Left side pass goes to Larson. Larson shot no good, but a foul on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Dort College. That's foul number 3 on Braidvoet. And free throws on the way for Claudia Larson, a 39% free throw shooter. 5 of 13 entering play today. And now 5 for 14 as she left that one really flat. Another free throw coming for Northwestern. So the second free throw on the way for Claudia Larson is off the mark, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Haley Burks. Burks with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 38-29. With the right side is Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman with it up front. Chapman goes left side over to Palama. Palama to Chapman. Chapman puts up the floater from 12. It's good. Abby Chapman with 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 40-29. An 11-point lead for the defenders. Shot no good underneath the basket. Rebound, though, an offensive rebound taken down by Vandersloot. Vandersloot gives it up to Larson. Larson shot no good. Rebound controlled by Blunt. Blunt tries the outlet pass and stepping on the baseline, and I believe it should be Dort College basketball, and it will be. John Garrow initially indicating it was Northwestern basketball, but I think he got a little ahead of himself that Northwestern held on to the basketball. Coming up the floor with it is Palama. Palama, right side, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, Cruz. Cruz goes left side. They go into Palama. Palama on the left wing. Now Chapman, Chapman, Angbers. Angbers, right side, Cruz. Cruz, three on the way, missed it short, no good. Fight for the basketball, and Brianna Bergquist in the ball game forces a tie-up on the offensive rebound. It will be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern gets the basketball on the held ball. Dort College will get the held ball on the next possession, next jump ball situation. Bergquist on defense. Northwestern player puts it up. Shot no good by Haley Burks, but she's fouled on the play. Bergquist whistled for her first personal. Team foul number three on the defenders in this half. And Haley Burks will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where she is 2 for 4 so far. First free throw is good for Burks. Another one on the way. She's got 11 points. Back to a 10-point ball game. Another free throw. This one's up and good as well. 40-31. Burks with 12. And inbounding the basketball is Angbers. She gets it in to Palama. Palama off the right sideline. Harassed there by Katie Kuiper. They pass it in to Cruz. Cruz on the right elbow. Kim Cruz of the basketball. Tries to fire it back out. Cross-court pass is taken away by Larson. Larson driving in with the left hand. Missed it, no good. But a foul on the play called on Abby Chapman. And free throws on the way for Northwestern. And I believe this will be Claudia Larson again shooting free throws. Well, down the stretch, if Larson is in the ballgame, you might elect to commit the foul rather than allow the layup, because she has not looked good from the free throw line on her first two attempts. Now she makes a liar out of me and makes that one. So she's 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 40-32, Dort College by 8. The defenders have led the entire contest. 4:44 left to go, third period. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Larson, a 39% free throw shooter, now 2 for 4 today. And the defender lead is back to 7. This is as small as it has been in a while. Chapman down to the baseline, nothing there. Holst. Holst on the right elbow, playing with three personal fouls. Now back to Cruz, 15 to shoot. Down to the right wing. They get it to Palama. Palama, the free throw line jumper, good. Alyssa Palama with 14 points. And the Dort College lead is 42-33. Northwestern basketball, Katie Kuiper. Kuiper, they feed it inside. Jumper missed, no good. The floater by Renee Manaman. Here comes Dort College up by 9. 42-33, our score. Palama with the basketball on the right side. Palama picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, left side, Chapman. Abby with the basketball. Chapman gives it back over to Palama. Palama, left side, Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound by Angbers. Angbers has a block from behind by Larson. Here comes Northwestern. Northwestern basketball. Hesitation. 10-footer is up and good by Manaman. Manaman with a two-point bucket, and here comes Northwestern back to within 7 again at 42-35. Cruz to Palama. Palama in between the circles. She comes back right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball to Angbers. Angbers, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Holst. Holst shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Burks. And Micah Holst will go to the free throw line, where she will shoot 2 free throws. So 2 free throws on the way for Micah Holst, averaging 9.2 points per contest. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt. Let's back that up and try it again. Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Holst makes both free throws, 50% free throw shooter. She's 2 for 2 this evening. Northwestern basketball out front. This is Larson. Larson to DeYoung. Cassidy over the basketball at the free throw line. She passes back right side over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten to Larson. Larson with it on the left elbow. Picks up her dribble. 3 minutes left to play in the half, or in the quarter, I should say, the third quarter of play. Rebound off of the missed shot by Micah Holst, and the Dort College lead is 9, and they have a chance to extend it. Right side Chapman. Chapman underneath to Holst. Holst shot for the right hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Manaman. Manaman on the left elbow, stops, nothing there. Kick out DeYoung. DeYoung three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, gives it up to Palama. Palama in between the circles. Palama has it right side Chapman. Chapman gives it up to the top of the key. Goes left side over to Palama. Palama down to the baseline. Her floater is good. Alyssa Palama with 16. Dort College leads 46-35. DeYoung with it. DeYoung feeds Vandermonten. Vandermonten to Larson. Larson hesitation. Her left-handed shot no good. Rebound taken down by Palama. Palama gives it up to Cruz. And Cruz is fouled on the play by Cassidy DeYoung. So DeYoung commits the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. And it'll be free throw time for the defenders with Kim Cruz shooting free throws. So Kim Cruz shooting two. She has not scored since the first quarter. She had 7 first quarter points. 2:01 remaining. Third quarter of play. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual of the Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Cruz makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. This one's up and off the heel, no good. She's a 91% free throw shooter entering the contest. She's now 11 for 13 this season. Timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. Dort College with a 12-point lead, 1:57 remaining here in the third period of play. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 47-35. We get into the final 2 minutes of the third period. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service, and by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Northwestern calls the timeout. They're second of the ball game. They have 3 remaining. Pass to Vandermonten. Vandermonten fouled on the way up. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul's going to get charged on Paige Angbers as Vandermonten slithered through the lane. And she got fouled on the way up, so she'll go to the free throw line. Vandermonten with a pair on the way, 86% free throw shooter, 6 of 7 so far this season, now 7 of 8. Dort College had gone on a 5-0 run to go from up 7 up 12, and now that run has ended, 47-37 after the free throws. Both teams in the bonus for the rest of the quarter. Angbers. Pass deflected, tapped away, and inbounding the basketball will be Dort College and Kim Cruz. Cruz will throw it in front of the Dort College bench. Kim Cruz passes it into Chapman. Chapman with it right side. Chapman back over to Palama. Palama in between the circles, goes left side, Angbers. Page with the basketball, gives it up to Chapman. Chapman right side to Palama. We've got a foul called away from the ball, and that's going to go on Darby Gustafson. Gustafson whistled for her second personal foul. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw on the way for Shea DeAger. No good. She's got another one on the way. So the second free throw on the way by DeAger is up and through. So Shea DeAger makes one of two. Shea now with 2 for 4 from the free throw line for the ball game. She's got 6 points. Northwestern basketball. Left side, DeYoung. DeYoung feed it around the horn. Right side over to Shelby Reed. Shot in the lane by Manaman is up off the rim, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Gustafson. Gustafson muscles it up, no good. Rebound taken down by DeAger. Shea with the basketball, gives it up to Paloma. Paloma with the ball. Paloma goes back over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the ball. Cruz gives it up out front, Chapman. Chapman right side, Paloma. 55 seconds left to play in the quarter, 17 to shoot. Chapman back to Paloma in between the circles. Left side it goes to Angbers. Angbers to DeAger. DeAger, right side, Cruz. Cruz back to Angbers. Angbers thought about the three, puts it on the deck, back over to Paloma, 4 to shoot. Now 3, down to the baseline, Chapman. She's got to put it up. It's blocked. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Raiders up and running with the basketball. Manaman. Manaman drives the lane, stops on the left elbow, just inside the lane. Comes back over to DeYoung. Cassidy DeYoung. Around the horn they go, right side, Vandermonten. Vandermonten dumps it off to Darby Gustafson. Gustafson shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. 17.2 seconds left to play in the quarter. Angbers, beg your pardon, DeAger is out, and now Angbers will check out as well. Checking in, Vredvoad and Holst. 17 seconds remaining in the quarter. Dort College will hold for the final shot. You want to go into the fourth quarter. Up by 11 at least. With it is Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Cruz, guarded by Manaman. Back over to Paloma. Paloma at the free throw line. Dumps it off. Vredvoad. Vredvoad jumper in and out. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Dort College 48, Northwestern 37. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. .48-37 hour score, Dort College leading. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Northwestern basketball after the quarter break, the free timeout, if you will. Northwestern with the basketball, down into the block, shot no good. Fight for the basketball now, jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Northwestern had it to start the quarter. Dort College gets it back on the jump ball. Paloma passes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz back over to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball to Kim. Cruz to Vredvoad. Vredvoad, right side, Chapman. Three ball on the way. Got it! Abby Chapman with a three-point basket. Chapman now with 7. Dort College leads 51-37. Pass goes down low. Northwestern basketball. DeYoung. DeYoung on the elbow. DeYoung back over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten shot no good. Rebound controlled by Holst. Here comes Holst over to Paloma. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 51-37. 14-point edge for Dort College right now. Right side pass, Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Chapman. Chapman left side to Vredvoad. Vredvoad with the basketball. Vredvoad to Paloma. Paloma at the top of the key. Paloma comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz dumps it inside. Vredvoad, free throw line jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound saved in by Paloma. Northwestern has the numbers. Here they come. With it is Manaman. Manaman, free throw line jumper, 12-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Holst. Holst with the rebound. Here comes Dort College. Paloma, right side, Cruz, 8.5 left to play. Dort College with a 14-point lead and a chance to extend it. Lob pass down low to Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play. Micah will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Micah Holst to the free throw line to shoot 2. She's got 6 points this evening. 2 for 2 from the free throw line is Holst tonight. 51-37 our score. Free throw on the way for Holst is off the side of the iron, no good. Another free throw on the way. 8:30 remaining. Dort College up by 14. They have not trailed in this one. They scored the first 8 points of the game. Northwestern has not been closer than six since. 52-37 as Hulse makes one of two free throws. She's got seven. Northwestern basketball. Cassidy DeYoung out front with the basketball. DeYoung picks up her dribble. DeYoung passes it off left side to Manneman. Manneman goes back over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten at the free throw line. They come back left side. They give it off to Manneman. Renee Manneman with it through the lane pass. Shot is up, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down, and now a foul called on Micah Hulse. And could have been a couple of fouls called before that, and then I thought that was the least likely of the fouls to get called, and it got called. As it is, it'll be free throws for Northwestern and Morgan Vandersloot. Vandersloot to shoot two free throws. First one is off the mark by Vandersloot. No good. She's got another one coming. Hulst checks out. DeJager checks in. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. So making one of two is Vandersloot. She's got three. And the defender lead is 52-38. A 14-point lead, cross-court pass taken away by DeYoung. Here comes Northwestern. DeYoung at the free throw line, doesn't want to shoot. Passes to Vandermonten. Three off the mark, no good. Rebound Vandersloot on the weak side, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Chapman, I believe. Abby Chapman whistled for her fourth personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding the basketball will be Northwestern. Driving in is Cassidy DeYoung. DeYoung is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Kim Cruz, and that's number two on her. So Cassidy DeYoung to the free throw line. DeYoung to shoot two free throws. Dort College with a 14-point lead, and first free throw by Cassidy is up and good. So DeYoung with a made free throw. Another free throw on the way for DeYoung. This one's up and good. 52-40, Dort College leading by 12. Middle of the floor it goes to Braidvode. Braidvode to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Now Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Got it! Abby Chapman, 8 second half points, 10 points for the game. Dort College leads 55-40, back to a 15-point advantage for the defenders. Down to the baseline is DeYoung. DeYoung feeds it in to Manneman. Manneman drops it off. Layup is good for Darby Gustafson. She's got 6 second half points, and the Dort College lead is a baker's dozen, 55-42. Kim Cruz has it taken away from behind. Now Cruz up the floor, nearly travels with it. Right side pass comes to DeJager. The Northwestern crowd wanted a carry. No call came. Shot on the way by Braidvode, no good. And a foul called on Cassidy DeYoung. DeYoung whistled for the personal, her second. And Braidvode will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 55-42, our score. Free throw on the way by Braidvode is off the mark, no good. Another one on the way as she tries to extend it back to a 14-point lead, 55-42 currently. Free throw is up. Free throw no good, remains 13. Still some work to do in this one for the defenders. Left side pass is Manneman. Manneman to DeYoung, Cassidy DeYoung with the basketball. Round the horn they go, right side Vandersloot. Vandersloot to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball, puts up the jumper from 15, no good. But a foul on the play, called on the rebound. That's going to go on Shea DeJager. 6:39 remaining in this one. Dort College still with the lead. Northwestern will mount a rally. Certain of that. Keep it at double figures. That's always my milestone to watch. I always feel like once it gets down to nine, anything can happen, especially in college basketball, where you always have players who can shoot. Northwestern basketball, DeYoung. DeYoung with it on the right wing. DeYoung gives it up over to Manneman. Manneman with the basketball. Manneman tries to drop it off, and losing it on the way up is Vandermonten. Vandermonten lost it on the way up, lost it out of bounds. It's Dort College basketball. So Dort College has the basketball back. With it in the backcourt, they get it over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet to Cruz. Cruz shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. And another three for Chapman. Abby Chapman with 11 points. Dort College leads 58-42, a 16-point bulge for the defenders. Dort College leading 58-42. Pass goes underneath, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the rebound. Team foul number three on Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College by 16. With it is Kim Cruz. Dort College controlling this contest, playing from in front the entire way. With it out front is Braidvoet. Braidvoet gives it up to Palama. Palama with the basketball over to Cruz. Cruz underneath. Hulst. Hulst stripped. Down on the floor. It's loose. Tapped away and controlled by Northwestern. Coming up with it is Manneman. Manneman at the free throw line. Manneman drops it off inside, intended for DeYoung. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Northwestern still has three timeouts remaining. They refuse to use another one at this point. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern, by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 5:13 left to play in this game. Dort College with a 16-point cushion. Northwestern has not been able to score regularly. This was a 35-23 ball game at halftime. Steal by Chapman. Here comes Dort College. Coming back the other way, Palama. Palama, Hulst, Hulst, Chapman. Chapman three, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball, Danner. Shot is up and good. Paige Danner with a two-point bucket. She's got four, and the defenders lead 58-44. Dort College with the basketball. With it in the backcourt is Palama. Palama to Cruz. Cruz with it back over to Palama. Palama in between the circles. On the right side, Cruz. Cruz dumps it down low. Micah Hulst comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball in between the circles. She goes right side, Cruz. Cruz to Hulst. Hulst down on the baseline. And Hulst is going to be called for double dribble. Turnover back to Northwestern. So Northwestern gets the ball back. Whitney Vandermonten with the basketball to DeYoung. DeYoung puts it on the deck. Back over to Vandermonten. Three ball on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Chapman, and Northwestern has suffered through a very poor shooting evening. And the Dort College defender lead is 14. Dort College will call a timeout. The defenders calling a timeout up 14. 58-44 with 3:57 remaining. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
I really like the diversity.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. If you're thinking Northwestern shooting percentage is low, you're right. Currently at 20.6%. Ball deflected, taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz came up with it. There was no change of possession. It's Dort College basketball. Cruz with it, and Cruz is fouled on the play by Northwestern's Paige Danner. Danner gets called for a reach-in. It's team foul number four on Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball will be Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it up in traffic. Layup good. Cassidy Braidvoet with 8 points. Dort College leads 60-44. With the basketball on the right side. They throw it through the lane, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. And now with 3:33 remaining in the game, Dort College with a 16-point lead. Now you start thinking about taking as much time off of the clock as you can on each possession, and Northwestern may have to think about fouling at some point. If Dort College is able to maintain this lead. 3:25 and counting. Chapman with it on the right side. Chapman out front to Cruz. Cruz to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up to Paloma. Paloma to Hulst. Hulst shot no good, and then Hulst commits a foul on the rebound. So Dort College commits a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Micah Hulst. So Micah Hulst fouls out on that play, by the way. 7 points tonight for Hulst unofficially. She fouls out at the 3:08 mark. So free throws coming for Northwestern and Morgan Vandersloot. Vandersloot to shoot two. So Northwestern into the bonus. Dort College will be there as well. Vandersloot's first free throw is good. She's got 4 points, all from the free throw line. She is 4 for 5 from the charity stripe. Another free throw is up. This one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. The Dort College lead is 15, 50 to 45. Paloma with it right side to Chapman. Chapman trapped, tries to step through, and it's taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Driving in, left side, layup, good. Vandersloot with the two-point basket. 50 to 47, Dort College by a baker's dozen. 2:38 left to play. Chapman down to the baseline. That time, that last possession, Dort College calling for a timeout and didn't get recognized, and Dort College ends up at the turnover. With it on the left side is Chapman. Chapman now to Paloma. Dort College with a 13-point lead. 7 to shoot. Now 6. 5. Back to DeJager. Ball is loose. 3 seconds. Shot off of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Red Raiders up and running with it. Manaman. Manaman, hesitation, puts it on the floor down to the baseline. 2 minute warning coming up. There you are, 2 minutes. Pass to Manaman. Manaman pinned on the baseline, gets it away, shot off of the glass, good. 2-point bucket for Haley Burke. She's got 14, and the Dort College lead is 50 to 49, 1:57 remaining in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 1:57 left to play in regulation. Pass goes into Braidboat. Braidboat with the basketball across the timeline. Braidboat picks up her dribble, steps through, gets it away to Paloma. Paloma drives the lane. She's going to put the floater up off the mark. No good. Dort College with an 11-point lead. Here comes Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Northwestern bringing it up, trying to cut the lead from 11 down to 8 with a 3. In and out, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Vandermont, and Alyssa Paloma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 16 points. She'll try to add to that total here with 1:35 remaining. Well, an opportunity here for Dort College to extend the lead. That's foul number 4 on Vandermont. 60 to 49, Dort College by 11. Free throw by Paloma is up and through. Alyssa Paloma now with 17 points. Another free throw on the way for Paloma. This one's up and good as well. Dort College by 13, 52 to 49. 62 to 49, beg your pardon, a 13-point lead. Left side pass, Vandermont. Vandermont out front to DeYoung. DeYoung in between the circles goes back over to Vandermont. Vandermont with the basketball gives it up to Burks, and Burks is fouled on the play by Shea DeJager. DeJager whistled for her second personal with 1:21 remaining. So two free throws coming for Haley Burks. 14 points for Burks, averaging 12.3 points per game. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for Haley Burks. Burke's free throw is up, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by DeJager. Shea with it in the backcourt. DeJager is held in the backcourt by Cassidy DeYoung, and DeYoung's whistled for the personal foul. DeYoung whistled for the personal, and for Cassidy DeYoung, that's her third. She's got 8 points this evening. And the Dort College lead is 13 with 1:17 remaining. 52 to 49 our score. Free throws on the way for DeJager. She'll shoot a pair. She's 2 for 4 today. three for five. Another one on the way. 63-49, North College extending the lead. And DeAger makes both free throws, and the North College lead is 15 at 64-49. DeAger with 8 points, four of them from the free throw line. And Northwestern will inbound on the sideline after the ball was tapped away. Throwing the ball in will be Cassidy DeYoung. DeYoung gets it into Manaman. Manaman right side, and we've got a moving screen called on Northwestern. Foul's going to go on Vandermonten, and I believe that's it for Whitney Vandermonten. Vandermonten will foul out of the ball game with 5 points at the 106 mark. Dort College leads 64-49. Braidvoet will check out of the ballgame. Inbounding will be Abby Chapman. Chapman gets the ball inbounded to Cruz. Cruz to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma across half court. Paloma in between the circles. Dort College under a minute to go. Dort College trying to knock off Northwestern, get a win in the series for the first time since a lot of these young ladies were younger than preschool. I have not witnessed a Dort College women's basketball win over Northwestern in my 14-plus years as sports information director and sports director for KDCR. First free throw by Blunt, no good. She's got another one coming. Got to go back to the first game of the 1997 season. Dort College defeated Northwestern, so an 18-year drought appears that it's going to come to a close here this evening. Robin Blunt misses both free throws, shot no good, but Blunt commits the personal foul. For Robin, that is foul number one. And free throws on the way for Northwestern and Vandersloot. Vandersloot with 6 points. First free throw is up and through. 7 points now for Vandersloot. 64-50 pending the second free throw. This one's up and through as well. So 64-51 Vandersloot with 8 points. Dort College across the timeline leading by a baker's dozen, 64-51. Paloma with it on the right side. Paloma uses up her dribble, passes over to Chapman. Dort College is going to win this ball game. Cruz passes it over to Paloma. Paloma to Chapman. Chapman out front to Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. 8 to shoot. Cruz dribbles it off of her foot, out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 64-51. Dort College will go above 500. They'll go to 4-3. And Northwestern will fall to 3-2 and 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jumper on the way by Danner is up and good. Danner with a 2-point bucket. She's got 6, and the defender lead is 64-53. 5 seconds left. 4. And there you have it, the Dort College defenders, 11-point winners over the Northwestern Red Raiders this evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. First win for the Dort College defenders in the series since 1997. Dort College led unofficially by Alyssa Paloma with 18 points this evening. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of our twin bill right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Going to have to work around to get official stats and just been handed them. I just want to take a quick glance at them. Northwestern for the ballgame, 23.9% from the floor, starting with 20.6% shooting in the first half. Dort College by comparison, 41% shooting. That was a 46.9% shooting night to start the contest in the first half as Dort College established themselves. Northwestern out rebounded Dort 48-46. That's negligible. Turnovers, Northwestern 17, Dort College 20. So, again, right in the ballpark there. We'll take a closer look at the numbers after we visit with Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. And first off, congratulations, Coach. First win of the Great Plains Athletic Conference for your team this season, and came over a Northwestern team that is perennially pretty good, but defensively your team established itself early, able to play from in front the entire contest. Just a good all-around effort by your team this evening.
Yeah, I was really excited for our girls. I felt like they came out really focused. We have been really intentional about our defense, especially since last Friday when we gave up quite a few points to Grandview. And I think they did a really good job communicating and definitely executing our game plan.
In the first half, you were able to get up in front, and I believe it was three or four different players that scored baskets for you early. You were able to get some ball reversal, able to get the basketball inside and get some easy baskets. And when you're playing from behind and getting some confidence, that can mean a lot, especially for a team that hasn't had a lot of success against Northwestern in the past.
Yeah, our girls were definitely ready to come out and play. We really talked about making sure that we controlled the pace of the game and we did what we wanted to do on offense, which was execute. One of the strengths of our team this year has always been that we have a number of players who can put up points for us, and we definitely look to get all of those options going right from the get-go.
Alyssa Palama, 18 points, did a pretty good job of controlling tempo, it seemed, as well. Committed four turnovers against a Northwestern team that's going to jump passing lanes. You're going to commit some turnovers. I would say you were able to limit those this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. I think her turnovers did come when she tried to push the pace a little bit more than we wanted to. I think DeYoung had two or three steals right off of her just trying to push the ball. But when she slowed it down, she was really smart, got us set in our offense, got us in a variety of different looks, and we were able to get good shots out of it.
Abby Chapman, 13 points, hit three big threes in the second half when Northwestern was closing a gap. I think they had it to seven on a couple different occasions. That brought it back to 10, 11, and 12 points and just gave you a little more comfortable margin to work with.
Yeah, I was really proud of Abby. You know, she didn't have the best weekend against Grandview and Mayville State, and we really hounded it into her brain that she just needed to keep shooting the ball because Abby's a really good player. She's our returning leading scorer. She's a senior who wants to beat Northwestern bad and was ready to put the team on her back and had a lot of confidence doing it.
Shay DeAger, 8 points off of the bench, seven rebounds. She got those 8 points with only three shots from the floor. She got her points without taking away shots from other people.
I thought Shay was phenomenal. I thought Shay was our MVP today. I thought she came in and played great defense. She got the post players for Northwestern in foul trouble, which was a big key for us since they like to pass off their post players. And she really was strong with the ball. I thought this was definitely a breakthrough game for Shay.
What did you see tonight that gives you things to build on then the next couple of days as you prepare for Midland on Saturday?
I think we need to continue to build off our momentum a little bit here and that we can take pride in ourselves as a team that can play defense. Early on in the season, we were giving up quite a few points and we made some adjustments defensively. And I think our girls can see now that they can get stops. And if we continue to hold teams to under 60 points, I think we can win some games here.
Coach DeWitt-Severson, enjoy this one for a few hours and then get back to work with Midland on the road on Saturday. Congratulations on
Thank
the win,
you.
Though. Enjoy this one.
I appreciate it.
That's Coach DeWitt-Severson and the Dort College Defenders improving to 4-3 for the season with a victory tonight over Northwestern, 64-53. Let's take a look at those numbers. Let's take a look at the team numbers. Then I might take a break and catch my breath. Dort College, 23 of 56 from the floor, 41.1%, 4 for 13 on threes, 30.8%, 3 for 8, though, in the second half for 38%. Dort College, 14 of 24 from the free throw line for 58.3%. For Northwestern, a night they would rather forget, I would imagine, in terms of their shooting from the floor. 16 of 67 from the floor for 23.9%. This is a Northwestern team that came into the ballgame making 51% of their shots and limiting teams to 42.3%. They did the job, basically limited Dort College to 41.1%, but shot nearly 30 points below their field goal percentage for the season. Northwestern 2 for 17 from the floor for 11.8% from the three-point line for 11.8% success. And they were 19 of 29 from the free throw line for 65.5%. Dort College, 46 rebounds, Northwestern 48. Turnovers, Dort College 20, Northwestern 17. Steals, Northwestern 16. Dort College had 8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the individual numbers in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Individual numbers look like this. Dort College's Alyssa Palomo with 18 points. Abby Chapman had 13. 8 for Cassidy Braidvode. 8 for Shade Yeager. 8 for Kim Cruz and 7 by Micah Hulst. 2 points for Robin Blunt. For Northwestern, 14 points for Haley Burks. 8 points each for Morgan Vandersloot and Cassidy DeYoung. 6 points for Darby Gustafson. 5 for Whitney Vandermotten. And 2 each for Claudia Larson and Renee Manneman. 6 points for Paige Danner. 10 rebounds each for Darby Gustafson and Morgan Vandersloot. 5 rebounds for Haley Burks. 4 for Renee Manneman. Manneman also had 5 assists. Claudia Larson had 3 blocked shots. 6 steals for Cassidy DeYoung, 4 for Renee Manneman. For the Dort College defenders, 9 rebounds for Alyssa Palama, 7 for Micah Hulst, 6 by Cassidy Braidvode, 7 for Shade Yeager, 4 for Robin Blunt. Brianna Bergquist had 1 blocked shot. 3 different players had 2 steals each. They were Alyssa Palama, Abby Chapman, and Cassidy Braidvode. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with more right after this. We'll be back to check the men's pregame in a moment.